Hello, everyone. Welcome to English Digest.
I am Sam.
And I'm Angeline. It's been such a while since I last spoke to you guys. I hope you are all doing well. I think the topic of today's writing exercise will make for some interesting discussions. We will be discussing the pros and cons of using smartphones in classrooms.
这个以前呢 Sam 我本人呢在上课的时候呢是没有智慧型手机的，所以呢不晓得这个学校现在的规定是怎么样呢？哎，你可以带智慧型手机去学校吗？今天就要来讨论一下了，你觉得呢是该还是不该呢？
So you didn't have this issue when you were growing up, right?
No, I do have like stupid phones.
I see, so the old traditional black and white phone. Okay. I'm sure everyone will have a different perspective on this, right? Mm-hmm. Whether or not we should have smartphones in classrooms. And the opinions of a student compared to a teacher or a parent will likely be different too. I'm not sure about the current situation with smartphones.
I haven't been in a classroom for quite a long time. So I Googled it and I think most of schools in Taiwan have regulations on smartphones. Yeah, it's like it's okay to bring them to school but not allowed to use them in classroom.
Right, that makes sense. Okay, so well, I got my first cell phone in high school. And it was those old-fashioned ones that we were talking about earlier. So there's no camera, the screen was black and white, and it had like one game.
Yeah, the snake one.
We were allowed to keep our cell phones in our bags, but we didn't take them out during class. And I don't think that there was actually like a rule. It was kind of like an unspoken rule, you know, out of courtesy for your teacher, you wouldn't take the cell phone out and start texting people. And I think when I was in high school also, it wasn't a trend to have a cell phone either. It was funny. It was mainly all the Asians who had the cell phones. I think it was also because in Asia, it was common for you guys to have cell phones, like since really young, right? Like, how old did you get your first cell phone?
I think it, like 15, 14.
15 or 14. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that was pretty young. So without further ado, let's take a look at our writing prompt for today.
好的，马上呢看到我们今天的这个文章的提示了。今天呢我们就要来写一篇有关于这个是不是该在教室里面使用这个智慧型手机的文章了。他说呢，随着科技的进步与时代的发展呢，手机已不再只是便利的通讯工具。在这人手一机的时代呢，学生几乎也不例外。学生携带手机进校园或在课堂上使用手机，一直呢都存在着许多的利与弊。请就这个主题要写一篇英文作文，文长至少120个单词，文分两段。第一段呢就要说明这个课堂上使用手机的优点，第二段呢说明缺点，并且呢提出自己的看法来做结。
Okay, so technology is not only changing rapidly, it's also changing the way we live, right? Just take a look at our mobile phones, for example. Initially, it was used for the sole purpose of communicating, right? Just to talk on the phone, maybe to send a message. Now a smartphone can take the place of a laptop, a TV, a map, among other things.
Yes.
I'm sure almost everyone you know has a mobile phone, including your grandparents. Is that true for you, Sam? Does your grandparents have a mobile phone?
Yeah, they have a mobile phone and they play like Candy Crush.
Oh, they have a smartphone. They don't have one of those senior phones with the very big buttons. So the invention of the mobile phone has definitely brought so much convenience to our lives, but it also comes with its set of problems, right? Well, in today's writing exercise, you will write an essay about the pros and cons of bringing mobile phones to campus or using them in class. The essay should have at least 120 words and be separated into two paragraphs. The first paragraph should discuss the advantages of using mobile phones in the classroom, and the second paragraph should touch on the disadvantages. You will conclude the essay by discussing your stance on this topic. Okay, so I think it's difficult to say whether or not mobile phones should be allowed in classrooms. They can be very distracting, and it's so hard to monitor how students will use them.
Yeah.
What do you think about this, Sam?
I think my ideas have changed these days. Initially, I felt like it's a bit rude using smartphones in the meeting. Yeah, while others are talking, because I haven't been to classes, so.
So, in a meeting,
using smartphones, I feel like it's kind of rude. But now for me, it's also kind of useful to look up something real quick. And their smartphone now comes with a, like, really nice pen that you can actually write and take notes. So since I'm not in school anymore, that's how I feel based on my experience in the office. And I think it's okay to use them in class as well if you're not playing games.
If you're not playing games,
yeah, if you're
okay.
not playing games.
I see.
But like you said, it's really hard to monitor if students are playing games or,
or if they're actually, you know, using their phone.
Because I have to admit, like, sometimes when I'm using my smartphones in the meeting, I'm not really look up something. I'm actually, like, playing games.
That's so funny. Okay, well, when we weigh the pros and cons of a topic, we're writing an argumentative essay. So it's a type of essay that requires quite a bit of research because you'll need to provide evidence to back up your claims. Okay, so after you've collected and evaluated the data, you'll then need to establish a position on the topic.
今天呢，我们要撰写的，既然我们是要讨论这个议题呢，讨论通常呢就是一篇论说文。那论说文呢，就要包含这个论和说两个部分。什么意思呢？论的部分呢，就是要说明你对这个主题的想法，属于的呢是比较主观的论断。那说的部分呢，则是要解说和分析这个主题，所以是属于比较客观的说明了。那很常见的考题呢，比方说像是这个剖析事物的优缺点啊，它有什么利害得失啦，或者是呢说明这个什么事物呢它的影响或是重要性等等，这样子的题目呢都是属于论说文。那注意到呢，我们论和说两个部分呢缺一不可了。那在写论说文的时候呢，提醒大家呢最好要怎么样呢，选边站，支持或反对，选一边会比较好写。那再来呢，记得呢要提出理由和举证，你不能只是讲说呢我觉得我支持这样子就结束了，不行啊，你要给他一些理由或是你自己的经验，有一些举证，那最后呢记得要给他一个结论。
Of course, as with any piece of writing, we should have an introduction, body, and conclusion, okay? So the introduction should give people an idea of what this essay is about. It should be concise, to the point. There are several ways you can do this. You can explain the topic and why you want to talk about it,Or you can state what most people think about this subject or give an expert's opinion about it. Another way you can introduce a topic is by giving statistics like 2 out of 3 students think mobile phones are conducive to learning.You can also start your essay by expressing your views on the subject.
论说文呢，其实就跟写其他任何文章一样呢，我们需要一个架构。那架构呢，就可以分为这个引言、主体跟这个最后我们要给大家一个结论。那这个结构呢，其实就很类似我们中文说的这个起承转合了。那呢，我们马上呢，先看到这个引言呢 ，introduction 的部分呢，首先第一件事情呢，我们就是要带出主题句。我们呢马上一开头呢就可以让这个读者知道呢我们写这篇文章是要说什么，我们今天为什么写这篇文章。那论说文的这个引言的部分呢，你呢可以解释主题，我们呢也可以说明这个一般人跟专家对于这个主题的看法。 OK， 比方说呢，大部分的家长都觉得学生上课要专心学习，不该用手机。 OK， 这就是属于大众的看法，我们就可以用这个呢来破题。或者是说呢，你有这个读过报道哦，比方说看手机看太多会影响专注力。 OK， 这种统计学呢或是学理上面的报道呢，也可以作为一个开头的介绍。那或者是呢，你也可以很直接清楚的表达你个人的看法或经验，比方说呢，在我们的学校呢是规定不行，但是我觉得应该要啊，这个呢也是一个很好的破题的方法。
For the main part of the essay, you're going to discuss the pros and cons of using smartphones in the classroom, okay? So despite your view on the topic, you need to make sure you address the pros and cons objectively, okay? So for every pro you write, you should have a con. The body of the essay should be clear, and you should be able to have supporting evidence to back your claims. Now make use of examples, statistics, reports, expert knowledge, and even personal experience to make your argument persuasive.
在文章的这个主体的部分呢，在这边要注意到我们必须要立论清楚，我们要做出这个合理具有说服力的说明啊，并且呢一定要加上佐证，佐证很好用，佐证就可以让你的这个说明呢更加的有力。那怎么写呢？在这边呢提醒大家可以把握几个重点。首先呢，你的这个佐证，你的说明呢必须要有条理，要合逻辑， OK， 你确定你的立场哦，再来写这个说明。例如呢，你支持上课可以用手机，但是呢你的佐证呢是这个，用手机会分心，对学习不好，这样子呢就不合逻辑，怪怪的。那再来呢，你可以多陈述优缺点，两方比较，这个也是很好的论述的方式。你呢也可以举例说明，比方说呢，像是这个，你听过什么样的专家意见呢？你自己在这个课堂上使用手机的经验等等，这些呢都可以让你的论述更强更有力。
That's right. And in the conclusion, you will give your opinion on the topic if you haven't already, okay? You can do this by summarizing the points mentioned in the body and then come to a conclusion. It would also be helpful to make suggestions.
在最后呢，记得我们要下一个结论了。简单的做法呢，就是总结 或者是呢这个重申前面提过的要点，或是呢你也可以提出建议，比方说呢你认为这个校方怎么管制，或是呢学生怎么配合会比较好。 OK， 那提醒大家呢，这个建议一定要合乎你前面的论点跟逻辑。比方说呢前面都在说这个 A 上课看手机不好，但是呢结尾却建议 A 学校呢应该全面开放， A 这个呢就是是在 Hello， 这个就有点奇怪。所以大家注意写文章的时候，你的逻辑要是通顺的。
Okay, now it's time to start brainstorming for our essay, okay? It might seem like an unnecessary step in the writing process, but it actually can be really helpful, especially when you're stuck or having writer's block, which is something I always have. So take out a blank piece of paper and draw a straight line down the middle. On one side, write pros, and on the other side, write cons. Then start listing the good and bad of smartphones. Now, if you're having difficulty thinking of points for the classroom, take a step back and think about smartphones generally, okay? After we come up with our list, we can see which points are relevant to the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you are stuck, like I said earlier, on, you know, how is the smartphone beneficial for the classroom, we can just start listing the advantages of having a smartphone. Mm-hmm. So we can say, oh, it has a camera function, okay? And then when we write down camera, then we'll think, oh, camera, how can we use a camera in the classroom?
Yes, yeah.
Right? And how can we use it? Well, I can take pictures of my teacher's notes on the whiteboard.
Yes, you don't have to write a lot
exactly.
of things.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, remember, we need to come up with the same number of points for and against mobile phones in the classroom. I didn't grow up using smartphones in the classroom, so I find it a little bit difficult to come up with advantages for why mobile phones should be allowed in classrooms. I mean, I survived without it. What I can think of is that it definitely makes it easier to look up information, like if, you know, I can do some research on it.
But yeah.
Other than that, I can't really think of any other reason why I would need a smartphone in the classroom.
Yeah, that's what I would do in the meeting, like look up information, yeah, not just playing games.
Yeah.
Okay. 在这边呢，我们就要进行的是这个 brainstorming, 脑力激荡。那脑力激荡呢，其实做法很多种。你呢可以参考我们杂志的做法，在这边呢我们可以写下今天的主题，这个 smartphones in a classroom、
嗯、
然后呢扩充任何想得到的东西呢，我们都可以在这个圆圈的周边呢把它记录下来，最后再来做整理。那 Angeline 老师呢刚刚提供的做法也很好，既然呢我们是要讨论这个主题的好坏，你支持或反对，所以呢其实我们也可以把它分成这个优点跟缺点两个部分，把你想到的好的列出来，坏的列出来，在文章里面呢我们就可以来做一些正反立论。那注意到呢这个正反立论呢必须要客观，所以呢提醒你在我们文章里面的这个好坏呢不能够太过偏颇，太过主观。
Now, I can come up with disadvantages quite easily for this topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I mentioned earlier, smartphones can be distracting
yes,
and
yes.
disruptive, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, for me, I think when a phone rings when we're supposed to be having a serious conversation or, you know, in a meeting
yeah.
or in the classroom, when a phone rings, it kind of just, it's very disruptive. It disrupts your thought process, I think.
Yes.
You know, one of the ways smartphones have changed our lives for the worse is that it also makes us lazier. Okay.
Yes.
So instead of thinking critically, like I remember our teacher would always give us a question, and then obviously she knows no one knows the answer to this question, but we would have to think of a possible answer.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you have a smartphone and the teacher asks you a question, you would just Google it and you
yeah.
would just be like, the answer is on the internet. I can just find the answer. I don't even need to think about it anymore.
Yeah, that's so true. It's so easy finding answers on mm-hmm. Google. Yeah, I wonder if it's going to make any difference between me and the younger generation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to go to library and find answers on textbooks.
Me too.
So, yeah, and another thing I can think about is you can take notes on it. Yeah, like I said, you can like insert photos to your notes. You can write on your phones. Maybe this can help use less paper. And they have better notes for learning,
okay.
maybe.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So I see, you know, note-taking. I mean, on our normal phones, it's kind of difficult to take notes. So
yeah.
I would think you're probably speaking more of like an iPad.
Like yeah, like a pad.
Something that's
yeah.
a little bit bigger that we could use
yeah,
to write
on. Yeah, but actually, like lots of phones, they come with pens. If
yeah,
you look at those commercials.
But yeah. honestly, I don't mind just using old-fashioned note-taking paper. Okay, so now that we have our approach and we've given our brains some time to warm up and brainstorm ideas for this essay, it's time to pull all of these ideas together with an outline. In the outline, we'll categorize the main points we want to mention
mm-hmm.
and organize our sentences into paragraphs. Let's take a look at the outline for our writing sample one. Okay, our topic sentence says, these days, it's hard to be without a smartphone. I agree.
Yeah.
A, they are convenient, and B, they are valuable learning tools.
Okay, 在我们的这个范例文章一里面呢，第一个段落呢，作者就说明呢，在课堂上使用手机有什么样的好处。那呢，他就说呢 ，these days it's hard to be without a smartphone. Okay, 这个没有手机呢是一件很难过的事情。为什么呢？他下面呢就给了几个点来支持他的主题句了。他说呢，第一点，因为呢这些手机呢非常的方便。Okay, 当然。那第二点呢，他就说呢，他们是这个非常好用的帮助学习的工具。那至于是怎么样好用呢？相信呢在这边我们只是大纲，我们把这个主题句列出来，那在文章里面呢，他可能就需要更多的细节来这个提到，更多的句子来讲说呢，它为什么是一个好用的这个学习工具。
That's right, Sam makes a good point. You can write the basic idea down about how a smartphone is a valuable learning tool, but you can't just write that. You need to provide examplesNow, in our second topic sentence, it says, there are some disadvantages to using smartphones in class, okay? And the writer provides the reasons. It's easy to get distracted by social media.
Mm-hmm.
And smartphones might make students lazy.
Yes, yeah. Okay, 在我们第二段落呢，我们的这个作者呢，就 follow 我们刚刚讲说这个提示了。第一段写好处，第二段呢写坏处。所以在第二段呢，他马上破题就讲说，哦，就可以 there are some disadvantages. Okay, 这边呢是有一些用手机在课堂上使用手机的坏处。那呢他就提出了两点呢，第一点呢，这个你很容易就分心了，因为这些这个 social media 这些社群媒体呢太好看了。那再来呢，这个 smartphones 呢，这些智慧型手机呢，可能会让学生变得懒惰。为什么懒惰呢？可能是像刚刚 Angeline 说的，诶，你就 Google 答案就好，你干嘛要自己想呢？对不对？ OK, 这些呢都是属于这个我们作者想到在课堂上使用手机的坏处。
Now, in the conclusion, the outline says, I think smartphones should be allowed, but we shouldn't rely on them too much. Okay, that is a very good point.
嗯哼。所以呢，在最后呢，我们记得就是要下一个结论了。那我们作者呢，就是前面呢都在讲客观的好处跟坏处，最后呢结论呢才表达了他自己的看法。他就说呢，他觉得呢这个智慧型手机呢是好用，是有帮助的，应该要被准许。但是呢，我们不能够呢这个太过依赖它。这个呢就是我们作者下的结论，他自己的看法。
Okay, so let's take a quick break before we take a look at our writing sample one.Writing sample 1. These days, it's hard to be without a smartphone. They're super convenient. You have information, entertainment, and more at your fingertips. They're also valuable learning tools that can be used in the classroom. For example, when you're studying English, you can quickly look up what different words mean. What's more, there are lots of apps that are designed to help students learn, many of which can be used on a smartphone.However, there are some disadvantages to allowing students free use of their smartphones in class. For one thing, it's easy for people to get distracted by social media and other things. For another, smartphones might make students lazy. After all, why learn something when you can just look it up? In conclusion, I think we should be allowed to use our smartphones in class, but we'll have to be careful not to rely on them too much.Okay, so let's see. I actually kind of like this essay. It's concise and it presents both sides of the argument very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the writer brought up almost the same points that we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, okay. Yes, I agree. And the writer's point of view is clear.
Yeah, very much so.
在这篇文章里面哦，作者正反立论呢，这个分段落带到最后呢，下了一个结论，表达自己的意见。OK, 我们的同学呢，也可以参考这篇的写法，非常的清楚哦。
Now, smartphones make it so easy to access information. The phrase at one's fingertips is quite handy to use in your writing. We used to talk about information. If information is at your fingertips, it's readily available, accessible. It's almost literal in meaning in this context because we tap on the screen and bam, information
yeah,
right before your very eyes,
That's
right?
That's very clever to use this phrase here.
Exactly.
Okay, at one's fingertips, 在你的指尖上面哦，所以是不是离你很近哦？所以呢，这个片语哦，就表示这个是很容易取得的。那在这边呢，我们讨论智慧型手机用这句就很棒哦，因为呢，你一样是用你的指尖呢，诶，点一点呢，就可以找到资讯。所以呢，at one's fingertips 就是表示很容易取得的。
To look up or to look something up means to try to find a particular piece of information by looking in a book, a computer, you know, those old-fashioned things that you guys probably don't know about.
Dictionary.
Yeah.
Okay, look up 这个动词片语啊，在这边呢，我们是表示查阅的意思啊。比方说呢，我们可以说 look this word up in your dictionary， 在字典里面查一下，或者你可以用电脑查，用书本查，都可以使用 look up 这个片语。那 look up 呢，就是往上看哦。其实呢，它也可以很简单的表示抬头。比方说呢 ，he looked up at the stars。OK， 他仰头哦去看这个星星。或是呢 ，look up 也可以衍生为是表示你很尊敬什么人哦。如果你是 look up 后面呢加上什么人 ，look up to 后面加上什么人的话，就表示你是很尊敬他。He'd always looked up to his grandfather。OK， 他一直呢很敬重他的爷爷。
Mm-hmm. So the writer brings up a good point about how there are lots of learning apps that may only be accessible via smartphone. So I can understand, yeah, okay, so maybe, you know, it's a valuable learning tool because there are some apps that are actually pretty good at teaching you things. Okay, now let us take a look at our writing sample 2. Writing sample 2. Whether or not having a smartphone in class is beneficial is a complicated question.On the one hand, a smartphone can really boost efficiency while you study. If you need to look up a fact, any answers you need lie just a few taps away via the magic of the internet. A smartphone's audio-visual capabilities are also useful tools for study, as they let you record lessons and photograph notes to study later. It's never a bad idea to over-prepare, after all. On the other hand, for those without superb self-discipline,Smartphones can be some of the biggest distractions. It's hard to ignore their buzzing when you know it means a text from a friend. And even in class, the fear of missing out can lead you to check your phone constantly. Getting sidetracked like this could make you miss crucial information. In my opinion, it's better to just leave phones turned off and avoid the temptation. We can always pick them up again after the bell rings. Okay, so this writing sample...is against smartphones in class. Maybe it's written by a parent or a teacher.
Yes, I agree.
Because I'm guessing most students would not agree to this. But I do like this writer's introduction. Mm-hmm. Whether or not having a smartphone in class is beneficial is a complicated question.
Yes.
I couldn't agree more because there are so many things that need to be considered. Like the writer mentioned, smartphones can boost efficiency, right? To boost something means to increase or improve something. We can talk about how taking vitamins canboost your immune system, which means to strengthen it. We can talk about how the country's new theme park is expected to boost tourism. Mm-hmm. That's what boost means.
Boost 这个字哦，你可以想象一下这个火箭都有一个推进器哦，想象一下那个画面。Boost 这个字呢，就是加速、推动、增强的这个意思。比方说呢，像我们刚刚说，维他命呢可以增强你的免疫力，新的游乐园呢可以增进观光人次等等，这些增进、增强呢，我们就可以使用 boost 这个动词。
When we talk about efficiency, we're talking about the ability to do something or produce something without wasting materials, time, or energy. It's the quality or degree of being efficient, right? So I'm all about being efficient. I'm always looking for better ways to do something. So it helps me to save time and energy. But of course, the key thing about being efficient is what you're doing should be effective too, right? Some people try to cut down on time and energy or materials.But they're cutting corners to do something.
Yeah, they end up like doing it all over again.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, efficient 这个形容词呢，就是表示有效率的。那呢，我们也很常使用的是这个副词 efficiently， 有效率的。OK， 那在这边的 efficiency 呢，则是名词哦，就表示效率的意思。那我们这边就说 boost efficiency 就是增加效率。
Now, audio-visual, it refers to the use of recorded pictures and sound. It combines the word audio...relating to sound, and visual, relating to images. A smartphone comes equipped with both capabilities, right? The word capability is that ability to do something. For example, smartphones come with editing capabilities.
OK, audio-visual 这个词哦，就是视听设备，因为呢它有 audio 就是呢有听的，也有呢 visual 看的，所以就是视听。那另外呢 capability 这个词哦，就是能力的意思，它呢可以表示这个人的能力，那所以呢我们用在设备上面呢就表示它能够支援这项功能。
Now many of us might struggle with self-discipline in specific areas of our lives, right? Self-discipline refers to the ability to control one's feelings and overcome one's weakness. Now, what is your weakness, Sam?
I'm like really vulnerable. I cannot like stick to my original plan.
I got distracted. So. You get distracted. Yeah. So you need more self-discipline, right? So actually bringing your phone to class or to a meeting or to a work function, it really requires a lot of self-discipline because it's so tempting, especially when you're bored. And if you already have like, you know, the habit of like turning on your phone to check for notifications or scrolling through Instagram or replying messages, it's very tempting to have a phone beside you.
嗯哼，好，所以呢，我们看到这个单词呢 ，self-discipline 呢，就是这个 Sam 我本人很缺的东西。OK，self 是自己 ，discipline 呢，就是这个原则或者准则。所以呢 ，self-discipline 就是表示自我约束的这个能力哦。OK， 如果呢，当年在高中的时候我就有智慧型手机呢，这个 A 我可能呢就是没有 self-discipline 的人，像我呢，可能每天上课都在打游戏了。
So it's a good thing you didn't have smartphones in class, eh? Now, have you guys heard of FOMO? Okay, it's short for fear of missing out. Fear of missing out, FOMO. So FOMO comes from social media, actually. It's an anxiety that an exciting or interesting event may currently be happening elsewhere, and you fear you are missing out.
Okay.FOMO 这个字呢，就是从这个社群媒体来的。你看的太多了，所以你担心自己呢，哎，有没有漏掉什么没有看？在这边我们这个片语 missing out 就是表示你漏掉什么东西了。Okay, I remember the time when I was in uni and I totally experienced this.Like FOMO thing, I have to check my phone constantly and see if there's notice popping up. It's exhausting, so I ended up turning off the notification.
Oh, you turned off the notification. Yeah, so aside from FOMO, you know, if you're so busy and hung up on the fact that, oh my gosh, you're missing out on something, it's likely you will be sidetracked.
Yeah.
Sidetracked. So what does sidetracked mean?
Sidetracked 呢，其实就是表示呢，你被分心了。你想想看，这个 side 就是旁边的，所以呢，你 sidetracked, okay, 被旁边的东西吸走注意力了，就是被分心了这样的意思。
So what do you think, Sam? Should we keep mobile phones in or out of classrooms?
I think we have to ban it from classes.
I agree with you. We are old-fashioned. We are like dinosaurs, but I really don't see why we need smartphones in the classroom.
Yeah, especially for people like me, lack of self-discipline. Yeah.
Oh, so even though you have lack of self-discipline and you love to play games, even though you would really want your phone in the classroom, you really think we shouldn't have them
in
there, right?
Because we're like at school for learning.
Learning, that's right. Not to play games, not to chat with your friends.
No.
Yeah, okay. So, sorry guys, we don't agree with using smartphones in classrooms. I hope you don't hate us. But anyways, that's all the time we have for today. It was nice talking to you guys and talking about this topic. Really, it's very interesting. That's all we have for today. So, this is Angeline.
This is Sam.
Goodbye.
Bye.